This afternoon, the Baltimore City Health Committee held an informational hearing about overdose prevention sites, places where people can use previously purchased drugs under the supervision of healthcare professionals. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
City Council President and Mayor-elect Brandon Scott pushed for the hearing. He says remnants of the war on drugs, like the stigmatization of addicts, haven't been working.
We will not continue to dehumanize people who use drugs in our community, in our actions or policy, and we will work to establish harm reductions approach across city government.
Activists say overdose prevention sites work because they confront the reality that people use drugs. A study from Johns Hopkins shows the sites save money in healthcare spending. Other studies show they save lives. Such sites would require state and federal support. Previous bills to establish them have failed in Annapolis. Senator Shelley Hettleman of Baltimore County will introduce a similar bill this coming legislative session. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.